pagi ini dan ku katakan berembun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi dan kini ku siap menjalani hari ini. Siapkan dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini. Lalu membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi kesini ku siap menjalani hari ini.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja. Tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu. Walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya, jadikan aku yang kedua. Buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau takkan pernah. diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Yang kedua, yang kedua.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari. Listener, Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari is a ulama, national hero, and the founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's reacher, so his ideas can be a reference for generations. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia on vionews.id and also the application RRE Digital. Listener, recently the Deputy Minister of Creative Economy, Irene Umar, said that Indonesia has evolved from being solely a market for toys and comics to becoming a producer and innovator in a global ecosystem. This reminds me in around 2017 until 2020s, a lot of people are hunting a lot of toys, and Indonesia also get a lot of toys and comic fairs. But it is a nice one that apparently Indonesia is now also a producer and innovator in the global ecosystem. And this one was The remark was made by Irene Umar at Jakarta 20th Toys and Comic Fair held at Balai Kartini on February the 8th until the 9th, 2025. As I told you before, that apparently this is one of the annual event that becomes a platform for creators, collectors, and also the fans of toys and comics, not only from Indonesia, but also from other countries. And according to the deputy minister, the ministry also plays a role as a new economic driver, which with the concept new engine growth. And according to her, the government is also aware that the creative industry is quite important in driving economic growth, so that the government or the ministry is there to support the creators to become not only successful in the country but also in the global market. India with Evaluasi, or in English, Evaluation. The song was released back in 2020. And if you remember, that time we had the pandemic. And yes, the song was made during the pandemic. And in the video clip, in their channel, India, they showcase a lot of videos being sent by the friends of India and also many other people who contributed into the video. So the competitive video that shows a lot of different activities that makes people really misses the chances to get out of their houses during the COVID-19 restrictions. We hope that apparently people do not forget about the COVID-19, because it helps us to build a stronger care for our health sector. And also, we will not be surprised anymore if should there will be another potential pandemic, so we can prevent it quicker instead of the COVID-19. And this one next song, listener, is also, well, I can say COVID song, because it is released during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lot of people really like the song. This song gives you the vibes of Indonesian 90s era. Also, it was released in 2020s. Here is a song by Discordia featuring Tian Sastro Wardoyo with Serenata Kiwalara, or the Sad Souls Saturday. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta.
This Korea featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo with Serenata Jiwalara, and you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, let's move on with the weather forecast for Indonesia. So as I quote it from the bmkg.co.id or from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, apparently most of places in Indonesia will be either cloudy or raining. And for Jakarta today, it is forecasted to be quite cloudy, and some other places that is also cloudy includes Bengkulu and then Gorontalo, Jambi, Kendari, Kupang, and Manokwari too. And some other places will be having little rain, like in Nabire, Merauke, Medan, Makassar, Jayawijaya, Denpasar, and also Bandar Lampung. So if you happen to be having activities in Indonesia, please make sure to never leave behind your umbrella, your raincoat, and of course your spare clothing. Why spare clothing? Doesn't mean that you are going to stay the night at some places, but instead you do not want to work or study with a wet clothing. So sometimes you gotta need the spare clothing so that you will stay warm during your activities. And to make this morning a little bit warmer, I'd like to play something with more beats. So here is Salma Salsabil with Boleh Juga.
Tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Oh, Sampak Beduk is Beduk art by using Waditra, namely many Beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Sampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diva Baris with No One Can Stop Us. People say that often, but sometimes when the weather is not quite right, they will be stopped. So what we need to do is to see the weather around us. And so if we can get the info about the weather in Indonesia for February in a nutshell, how is it? What are the factors? Here is an explanation from Miming Saipudin from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency's weather forecast team, who told us in a recent dialogue.
Yeah, actually currently in February, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April. And in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone developments remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as NGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
If we want to listen to more about this, you can check our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And listener, after this one song by Tiara Andini, Kupu Kupu Butterfly, you'll be listening to a story about Kampung Naga. So stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I really enjoyed to talk to the women, although I didn't understand them. It was fun to talk to them, and yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where a culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or table successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners, named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition, which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ija. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body, because the shape is like there is head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism on heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ija then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual systems here, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Islamic Sacrifice Day, Islamic rites, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are three table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijad explained.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Miqraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Now here's the news. First, the headlines. Week-long retreat for regional heads begins. Indonesia extends free health checks to students starting in July. And here is the news in detail. The government has scheduled a retreat for 505 regional heads elected in last year's local elections from February 21st until 28th, according to Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya Sugiyarto. Speaking at the Yogyakarta Palace on Sunday, he stated that the event will be held at the Military Academy in Magelang, Central Java, following the leader's simultaneous inauguration in Jakarta on February 20th. Bima Arya explained that the government chose the Military Academy again for the retreat to maximize efficiency and effectiveness. The Health Ministry has announced that the free health check program launching nationwide on February the 10th will be available to school children starting in July. That was stated by Aji Muhawarman, the head of the ministry's Communication and Public Service Bureau, to Antara on Sunday. The government plans to offer 11 types of medical exams to elementary school students, 13 to junior high school students, and 12 to senior high school students. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Namun selalu